The LA-250 Renegade amphibious airplane had followed the rocky main coast to Camden, where it wheeled above a line of swan-like windjammers, leaving the picturesque harbor, and then headed east over Penobscot Bay. Its destination was a pear-shaped island easily identified by the candy-striped red and white lighthouse that stood on a high promontory at its narrower end. The plane made a water landing near the lighthouse and taxied up to a mooring buoy. Two men got out of the plane, climbed into an outboard skiff that was tied up at the mooring, and headed toward a wooden dock, where a cigarette boat and a 48-foot schooner were tied up. They left the skiff and walked along the dock to a steep flight of stairs that led up the side of a rugged cliff. The bright main sunshine reflected off Spider Barrett's shaved head and colorful tattoo. Barrett looked as if he could single-handedly cause a biker riot. He wore black jeans and a black t-shirt that revealed thick arms covered with skull tattoos. His eyes were hidden behind round-framed, reflecting blue sunglasses. A gold ring dangled from one ear. He had a silver stud in his nostril and an iron cross hung from a silver chain around his neck. The Hell's Angel look was deceiving. Although Barrett owned a fortune in classic Harley-Davidson motorcycles, he was an honors graduate of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, where he had majored in quantum physics. The pilot was named Mickey Doyle. He was a compactly built man who looked like a walking sports bar. He wore a Celtics t-shirt and a New England Patriots zippered sweatshirt. A Red Sox baseball cap was jammed down on a thatch of unruly hair the color of carrot juice. A man carrying an automatic rifle materialized from a thicket of low-growing blueberry bushes. He was dressed in a camouflage uniform and wore a black beret at a rakish angle. He gave the two men a hostile stare, jerked the gun barrel toward the base of the cliff, and followed a few paces behind, his weapon cradled in his arm. At the foot of the bluff, the guard clicked a remote, and a door disguised as rock-facing opened. On the other side was an elevator that whisked them up to the lighthouse. As they stepped from the lighthouse, they saw Tristan Margrave, who had been chopping wood and stacking it into a neat pile. He put his axe down, waved the armed man away, and walked over to greet the newcomers with a handshake. "So much for my peace and quiet," he said, a mock frown on his thin, satanic face. He was taller than the other two men by a foot. He had met Barrett at MIT, where he had graduated with a degree in advanced computer science. Working together, they had developed innovative software that had made them millionaires many times over. Barrett watched the departing guard disappear into the trees. "You didn't have the guard dog the last time I was here." "Guy from the security company I hired," Margrave said dismissively. "There's a contingent of them camped farther down the island. Gant and I thought it might be good to hire them." "And what Gant wants, Gant gets." "I know you don't like the guy, but Jordan is vital to our efforts. We need his foundation to negotiate the political agreements we're going to get after our work is done." "Lucifer's Legion, not good enough for you anymore?" Margrave chuckled. "My so-called Legion began to fall apart as soon as there was any hint of discipline. You know how anarchists hate authority. I needed professionals. They call themselves consultants these days and charge an arm and a leg for their services. He was just doing his job." "What is his job?" "To make sure no unauthorized visitors come onto the island."
"Were you expecting visitors?"
"Our enterprise is too important to fail," Margrave grinned.
"Hell, what if someone saw a guy with a spider tattoo on his head and began asking questions?"
Barrett shrugged and glanced at the woodpile.
"Glad to see you're living your retro philosophy, but cutting all those logs would be a lot easier with a chainsaw. I know you can afford one."
"I'm a neo-anarchist, not a neo-Luddite. I believe in technology when it's for the good of mankind. Besides, the chainsaw is broken." He turned to the pilot. "How was the flight from Portland, Mickey?"
"Smooth. I flew over Camden, hoping the pretty sailboats would cheer your partner up."
"Why should he need cheering up?" Margrave said.
He's about to enter the pantheon of science. What's going on, Spider?
We've got problems.